Good morning. This is Steve Coleman with your Daily Inspiration. Thank you for joining us this morning. This morning I'd like to talk a little bit about a deliverance ministry, but it's not the deliverance ministry that we're used to of some self-important person who's promoting himself and consumed with himself and faking some kind of a show for people to be wowed about. But this is the true deliverance of the Lord. And so as I'm going through the book of Psalms here, this is another one of the themes we find in the psalmist's mind as he's writing the songs of Jesus Christ, the songs of the goodness of God. And we find here, I didn't even count, but there are many, many references through the book of Psalms about the deliverance of God. And so let's look at a few of them quickly here. I want to look at mostly Psalm 22, 31, and 34, but we're going to look at Psalm 7 here. O Lord my God, in thee do I put my trust. Save me from all them that persecute me, and deliver me. And so the first thing that we see here is the deliverance from the persecutor. And God is able to deliver us. He is able to snatch us away. That is the essence of the Hebrew word. It's nostal. And the essence of that word is to snatch away the persecutor, to deliver us from the persecutor, or snatch us away from. Now here in Psalm 22, verse 4, it says, Our fathers trusted in thee, they trusted, and thou didst deliver them. They cried unto thee, and were delivered. They trusted in thee, and were not confounded. But I am a worm and no man, a reproach of men, and despised of the people. All that see me laugh me to scorn. They shoot out at the lip. They shake their head, saying, He trusted on the Lord, that he would deliver him. Let him deliver him, seeing he delighteth in him. That, of course, is a foreshadowing of Christ. It's a prophecy of Christ, and that's what they said when Christ was on the cross. But here we have the psalmist, David, writing here and saying, I am a worm and no man. And he said, he trusted on the Lord that he would deliver him. Let him deliver him, seeing that he delighted in him. So there's two components of God's deliverance ministry to us. One is trust, and the other is delight. Let us trust and delight in the Lord, and he will deliver us. And we know, in fact, the ultimate deliverance was the deliverance after Christ died on the cross and was buried. He was delivered. And so God is able to deliver, and we can believe that. So here we see, we saw he is able to deliver us from our persecutor. Here he's able to deliver us from our enemies. Now, let's look here at Psalm 31 and verses 1, 2, and 15. In verse 1 it says, In thee, O Lord, do I put my trust. Let me never be ashamed. Deliver me in thy righteousness. Verse 2 here says, Bow down thine ear to me. Deliver me speedily. Be thou my strong rock, for an house of defense to save me. And then in verse 15 we find, My times are in thy hand. Deliver me from the hand of mine enemies and them that persecute me. I want to say, as I read through this psalm, God is able to deliver us from the devil and the world. These are the enemies here. Bow down thine ear speedily, he says. Be an house of defense to save me. To save me from the devil. So not only is God able to deliver us from persecutors, not only is he able to deliver us from natural man, from our enemies, he's also able to deliver us from the devil and from the influences of the world. Now quickly, let's look at Psalm 34 and read verse 7 and 17 and 19. The angel of the Lord encampeth round about them that fear him and delivereth them. The righteous cry, and the Lord heareth and delivereth them out of all their troubles. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivereth them out of all. So we have here the deliverance even from fear. We no longer need to fear. And if we would read in the rest of these verses, but we find that the young lions do lack, and they suffer hunger, but they that seek the Lord shall not want any good thing. So we're delivered from fear, and we are delivered, if I might use these verses here, to indicate, too, that God delivers us even from the snares that would attempt to ensnare our soul. So, truly, as we read through the book of Psalms, we find the deliverance of God. And I'd just like to finish here with Psalm 70, verse 5. And it says, "But I am poor and needy. Make haste unto me, O God. Thou art my help and my deliverer. O Lord, make no tarrying." Can we say that here this morning? Are you trusting in the Lord? Are you delighting in the Lord? Then you certainly can expect the deliverance of the Lord. Just as Jesus Christ trusted and delighted in the Father and received the deliverance of the Lord. So that's the deliverance ministry that we find in the book of Psalms. And tomorrow maybe we'll read a psalm through and consider it for an inspiration. So thank you for joining us here. I would like to remind you that you can give an answer or give a word of encouragement or whatever you'd like in mailbox 99. After this message, you just select mailbox 99 and you can leave a message there. So God bless you today.